We want to welcome you to Back in the Day. It's a program that we do that showcases or highlights some of the music that I grew up on myself. And my first memories, to be honest with you, of enjoying music and being very curious was probably in the early 60s. We had copies of some of the very first Beatles 45s. And I remember jamming out to them on a little what we called a record player, and probably came from Spiegel's or Sears or something like that. But anyway, today we're going to feature an album by the Yardbirds. It's called For Your Love. It was released June 13th of 1965, and is recorded in March through April. From 64, oh wow, it's almost a whole year. So they started in March of 1964 and worked on it until April of 1965. It's just a little over 31 minutes in length in its entirety. And we wanted to give you just a little bit of the background on it. Some of the members that, you know, is the forefront of my attention, because I actually got a chance to talk to Jeff Beck one time many, many moon ago. Never got a chance to talk to Eric Clapton. He was part of all this. But I am a big fan of Eric Clapton. And let's see. Well, anyway, let's kick off and listen to the first tune or two, and let's see how it goes. Anyway, here's the Yardbirds. From all the way back in 1964 and 5, doing For Your Love.
Talking. that's what I've got to say. I used to think I knew it. Man, I swore through it. Things like that chatter ain't things that matter. That's one thing I can do without. I'm not talking, but that's what I've got to say. Things I say at midnight ain't gonna say it, baby. I reached the first conclusion. I don't express confusion. Don't call me, baby, I'll call you. Talking, that's what I got to say. Things I say, baby. They won't say a thing that reached the conclusion. It only spreads confusion. That's one thing I can do without. Talking, that's what I've got to say. That's what it does for all. Not just being awful, that's what it does for all. Not just being friendly, that's one thing I can do without.
Well, of course, we're listening to a... an album by the Yardbirds, and I was reading some of the bio on this. The writer of I'm Not Talking, which we just heard, it was Mose Allison, and the lead guitar that you heard there was Jeff Beck. And let's see, we kicked it off with For Your Love. That's definitely the title track and the name of the album, as far as I know, from everything I'm reading here. Let's see, the writer of that tune was Graham Goldman, or Gouldman, and Eric Clapton played the lead guitar on there. So Beck and Clapton, interesting enough, were, if you have any rock music interest, and have had for several years, you know that they're two of the foremost as far as guitar work. I know Eric Clapton is... always been big time into Fender, usually Stratocaster is what he played. I've had several of those. Wished I still had my Eric Clapton edition. That'd probably be worth a mint right now. And Jeff Beck, I need to look up and see what his select six string electric guitar was, or the brand, and at least the brand. Anyway, we're enjoying the album For Your Love by the Yardbirds. And let me see. I lost my page here that said what year it was in and all that. So I think it's 64. Here it is. 64, 65 was when they actually recorded it. And it came out June 13th. Lucky day, I guess they thought. June 13th of 1965 in the U.S., and not sure exactly if it was any different in the UK when it came out, but anyway, the album reached number 96 in the Billboard's top LP charts. It was the Yardbirds' first charting album. Their British debut, Five Live Yardbirds, didn't reach the UK albums chart and was not issued in the US. Be cool to get a pause on that, huh? Let's continue on. Let's see. We got, I'm going to have to get a little more organized here. I was just talking to my wife about it. Let's see what we've got coming up, because this is a very short, strangely enough, isn't that weird? It's a very short album. I was looking, the songs, except for one two, except for two songs, were either a minute and some change or 2 minutes and very little change as far as lengthwise. I find that pretty strange considering we got a whole bunch of tunes these days that, you know, last from, you know, 3.5 minutes to 7 and 8 minutes. And then I got something special coming up, of course, to tag on at the end of this. If you want to hang on and listen to Back in the Day, we're going to do sort of an encore, if you will, of a couple of live tunes when we get ready to back up. But anyway, getting a phone call, got to go. Anyway, here's the Yardbirds.
No, I ain't got you.
Let's see who did what on that. I Ain't Got You. That was written by Calvin Carter, and lead guitar was Eric Clapton. Before that, we had Putty in Your Hands. That was written by Kay Rogers and John Patton. And again, Eric Clapton played guitar. Now, from what I understand, I was reading down here a little earlier, and hopefully I'm not wrong on this, but it doesn't appear. Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't appear that Eric Clapton did any singing on this. I find that pretty incredible, huh? Looks like most of the singing. Let me make sure. I'm scanning through here. Looks like most of the scanning was by a guy named Keith Relf on this entire project. And he actually, the guy played harmonica and acoustic guitar on Heart Full of Soul coming up. Yeah, I find that a little amazing. Let's see. And on this exact same project, they used a whole bunch of folks for keyboards, background vocals, guitar, backup vocals. Just to give you, for instance, let me see, I recognize the name here. Manfred Mann played keyboard and performed backing vocals on a song called Sweet Music. Let's see. Then there was three unidentified. This is nuts. There was three unidentified musicians. One played sitar on Heart Full of Soul. Another one played an instrument called a tabla on the same tune. And then they had another unidentified musician that did keyboards on Path Burn and Cuesta Volta. That's just interesting. Interesting how all this has turned out as these guys went forward. Oh, well, anyway, we'll continue on. You're listening to Back in the Day on the SBB Radio Network. I guess I could give a station ID every now and then. Apologize for that. Anyway, we're listening to the Yardbirds' For Your Love, and it's the full album, which lasts just a hair over 31 minutes. But let's see. We'll continue on, then we'll do some more yapping about it. We'll be right back. little instrumental selection there. Let's see, what was that puppy called? I Ain't Got No. Excuse me. I Ain't Got You, I believe is the name of it. Written by Calvin Carter, and the lead guitar was Eric Clapton. And that's a mini tune, as we pretty much call it these days. It was a minute and 59 seconds, and just interesting. They put an instrumental like that on this album. That's just crazy. Anyway, let's see. They've got a song coming up written by Oscar Giorgio Gomelski. Wrote this, a.k.a. Giorgio Gomelski. And lead guitar was Eric Clapton. It's called Got to Hurry, Take Three. I guess, I don't know. Must be something private going on there. Anyway, you're listening to the Back in the Day, For Your Love by the Yardbirds, the full album, a whole 31 minutes and, I don't know, umpteen seconds. This album came out in, lost my notes again, I think it's 1965. Oh, here it is. I've got to have a stapler. released June 13th of 1965 in the U.S. And, of course, this was around the time that the Beatles were just climactic, I guess you'd say. And Elvis Presley was still kicking butt. And so it gives you an opportunity. I don't know. Was Led Zeppelin even going yet? Anyway, this is actually prior, if you'll think about it. I hadn't thought about this till right then. This was before Woodstock. I mean, the real original Woodstock, because Woodstock was, I think, 1969, and this was 1965. That's just crazy. I'm thinking about the vehicles, the cars that we were driving in 1965. Holy smoly. So, anyway, can you imagine having this on your 8-track? Yeah, boy, that brings me back to the high school, well, actually the junior high band days. That's just sort of the way these songs feel to me. We'd wear ourselves out making this stuff up, and it sounds about like that's what they've done here, to be honest with you. Of course, I don't know the right off how old these guys were, but just sounds like a recorded garage band almost to me. Keith Relf, the lead singer, wrote this tune we just heard. It's called I Ain't Done Wrong. 3 minutes and 37 seconds. Lord, I bet that felt like an eternity to them, an eternity to them, considering they were doing all these songs that were just 2 minutes and a minute 50 and all that stuff long. We got one coming up toward the very, very end that's 5 minutes and 36 seconds. I can't imagine what a mess that's going to be. But anyway, we're still going to celebrate. This was our heritage, folks. This was the stuff that we were, well, I wasn't shaking a whole lot of anything to it back in as far as doing the old Beavis and Butthead thing and all that stuff. And I don't even think they had 8-tracks yet, maybe. But anyway, here's the interesting thing I found. I was listening to a guy do a program this morning. I don't even know where he's out of. Anyway, been listening to his stuff for a while now, and he does just rock and roll vinyl, and it's a pretty dang good show. He was talking about this earlier. Back during these days, even though they were albums, they would call them side one and side two when they were listing the tracks. To give you, for instance, right then, just wrapped up side one of an album. And they would number those songs on that side. Like, for instance, on this particular project, it was 1 through 6. And I guess I just forgot about all this. I mean, what was wrong with the continuation as they've done since then, where it's just like, hey, if you got 13 songs you're going to put on here or 11 songs, we just run 1 through 11 now. I don't know. Did we get lazy or what happened here? I need to school up on that just a little bit to pass it on. But anyway, we're getting ready to enter what they called side 2. Now, some albums refer to side A and side B. So I guess it was just like we've, you know, what we used to do at work. We'd go into a building and do work on things, and we may have several items in the building that was named Unit 1. So how in the world are you going to find Unit 1 without a whole bunch more information? I guess that's why we carried around serial numbers and model numbers, if we could get them before we went on the job. But anyway, here's the beginning of side 2. It features Eric Clapton on guitar, on lead guitar. And Billy Boy Arnold wrote this song, and it's called I Wish You Could. Thanks for joining us this morning on Back in the Day. Kiss and leave. keep trying to find that sound clip where the guy on, can't even think of his name right now, says that ridiculous, "Yeah, baby." Anyway, we're listening to the Yardbirds on Back in the Day on the SBB Radio Network. It's something that we just, what little bit of hair we got left, we turn it loose and let it sling here. We rock like old Beavis and Butthead, you know, when we're listening to this. And if we had a watch on, we'd even see what time it was. I don't know what that's got to do with this. But anyway, it's early in the morning here when I'm recording this. And don't mind telling you, it's March 6, 2018 at about 9:33 a.m. in the morning. And I've only had two cups of coffee, which is just not enough to hardly get me started good yet. But the name of the tune that we just heard was "I Wish I Could." No, excuse me, "I Wish I Would." Okay, three tries. It's no wonder they call it take three. "I Wish You Would" was the name of the tune that we just heard. It was written by Billy Boy Arnold, and the lead guitar was Eric Clapton. I think I'm right on that. We got one, two, three, four. We got four tunes to finish it up today. And then if we got time left, I got something really, really special for you that is close to my heart. So anyway, we'll continue on. This should be, unless I've got too carried away here, this should be a tune called "A Certain Girl" coming up. Features Eric Clapton on lead guitar. Right, "A Certain Girl." That was the name of that tune, written by Alan Toussaint, and lead guitar is Eric Clapton. We got a tune coming up, says it's this one's actually recorded in stereo. Wow. Anyway, it's called "Sweet Music," and it was written by Major Lance Otis Lavelle Cobb and Walter Bowie, and the lead guitar, I love this, they're uncertain who the lead guitar was. But, of course, when you get your information off of Wikipedia, I can understand. Anyway, here is "Sweet Music" in stereo.
Sweet music. Sweet music.
Why do my heart skip?
Pretty music.
What makes the soul come out?
Pretty music.
Somebody.
Pretty music.
They start to tap with everything.
Pretty music.
Well, it's a strange, strange feeling,
pretty
but it's
music.
Real. It gives me such a magic.
Pretty wild tune. Sweet music. And they took the trouble to do that one in stereo. Pretty wild. We got a song coming up, Good Morning Little School Girl, written by H.G. Demarius, Burt Russell, and Wes Farrell. No, I'm telling you wrong. Apologize. I should have picked my paper up. H.G. Demarius. The other two that I mentioned on the next tune, the very last tune. Anyway, this is called Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. Lead guitar is Eric Clapton, and it's almost 3 minutes, which is just amazing for these guys. But anyway, hope you're enjoying it. I'm being kind of stupid and ridiculous, but trying to have fun as we go here and make it as enjoyable as possible to listen to an old garage band sounding group, which turned out they were obviously exceptional later. You know, Jeff Beck, I got a chance to see in person and actually talk to once. And when I say talk to, I'm probably talking three or four lines, maybe, you know, when we went back and forth. And Eric Clapton, I've never even got a chance to see Eric Clapton in concert live, but I'm a huge fan. And talked to the Doobie Brothers when we paid an enormous amount to see him here in town a couple of years back. That was when John Callum was playing bass for him through that one season. And I was wearing my brand new Eric Clapton t-shirt when I walked in to have my picture made and talk to the Doobie Brothers. A couple of the original guys, man. I was so tickled. And the one thing I found really surprising, and I don't know, I don't mean this negatively at all, but they're tiny little guys. You can't tell that when they're on stage, but when you're actually standing there talking to them and stuff, they're little bitty fellers. But they have made a huge impact on our music. And anyway, I don't know how I got off on the Doobies. But anyway, let's continue on with the Yardbirds project. Let's see. This one's called Good Morning Little School Girl. Let's see how she goes.
Thank you.
There you go. Good morning, little schoolgirl. How about that? That was H.G. Demarius that wrote that tune. That was Eric Clapton on lead guitar. And I'm going to hurry up and get this last tune in because I wanted to play you one or two, if we have time, off of one of my favorite projects that was ever done. And I'll get you a date on that. I think this was in the 70s that this project that I want to play you a tune or two off of coming up was actually released. Anyway, we'll continue on with the Yardbirds, and this is off the album For Your Love, and this album actually consisted of 11 tunes according to what I've got on paper here, and this last tune is My Girl Sloopy. I saw it a minute ago and I thought it said sloppy, and I'm like, huh, what? So anyway, I think I had a girlfriend that should have been nicknamed Sloppy years ago, the way she dressed and all. Anyway, this song was written by Burt Russell and Wes Farrell. And lead guitar on it was Jeff Beck. And it lasts 5 minutes and 36 seconds. And hopefully it's good, because it's a little rough to listen to a garage band straight through for 5 minutes and 36 seconds. But anyway, these guys turned out to be musical heroes later on, obviously. At least two of them did that I know of right off the bat. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, of course. And I think they've got together several times for not really reunion concerts, I guess you'd say. I don't know. They may have, but I know they've got together and done some work well after the Yardbirds were disbanded or whatever happened to them. And I think they probably went through a whole lot of personnel changes, too, as they went through the years. Because I know there's a couple of folks that are really still around and stuff that are still making music that were actually part of the Yardbirds maybe later on at one time. So they must have done a huge juggling act. Probably find that online if you want to Google that up, you know, Yardbirds members of through the years or something along those lines. But anyway, we'll finish her up with My Girl Sloopy.
One chance, and I should go away.
Anyway, we've been listening to the Yardbirds from all the way back in 1965. The entire album, For Your Love. Of course, the featured artists on there for us that we would recognize more than likely is Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck. And interesting enough, there's a lot of folks on here that took place in the process of this recording that... Honestly, I don't know that I've ever even heard of. They may have ended up being pretty big giggers, you know, down the road. Brian Auger, Denny Pierce, Ron Prentiss. Let's see, he played bowed bass. How about that? On two tunes. Paul Jones did backing vocals on Sweet Music, and Mike Hug did vibes on Sweet Music. Tom McGinnis played guitar on Sweet Music, so Sweet Music was a biggie, or they had a whole lot of feels or refills when they were cutting this thing in the studio. Mike Vickers did guitar on Sweet Music, so there's a ton of musicians and all that stuff. But anyway, release date was June 13th, 1965, and probably the only tune that I recognized right off the bat was the... title tune, and then that last tune we just played for you called My Girl Sloopy. They must have come out with somebody, I don't know if it's Yardbirds or who, but somebody must have come out with that song later on that kind of ended up being a hit, to be honest with you, because I do remember hearing that one. And man, I guess that tells you that I'm ancient, huh? Got one tune I want to play for you to wrap it up today. It's sort of the cap off having a good time with you today here on the SBB Radio Network. We're listening to Back in the Day featuring the Yardbirds, but we're going to go out with a tune from Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker was one of my very favorite artists at one time, honestly. Many, many moon ago, he was sort of one of those artists that, you know, he was always there and always coming around with something cool and something new and all that kind of stuff. So came out with a project, and I don't have the bio on it right away, but he came out with a project that ended up being one that I actually got to hear him sing this in person at the Civic Coliseum here in Knoxville, Tennessee, many, many moon ago. I was either in junior high or high school when got a chance to go to this concert. And if I remember correctly, and I may be totally wrong on this, I think my best friend at the time, Jeff Callahan, and I went to this concert. And Anyway, always a big Joe Cocker fan, always a big Jimmy Buffett fan, always an Eric Clapton fan. You know, there's some out there that you just never let go of, and you always appreciate their artistic value. Anyway, here's Joe Cocker with a little help from his friends.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how you?
Oh,
Thank you for joining us today on Back in the Day.